It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
I know everyone feels the same. No one wants to be back on the grind right now. No one wants to end their weekend by going to work. It's just annoying. It's frustrating.
You end your weekend by going to work. Yeah, like that's the end of your weekend.
That is when the weekend ends, is when you just have to go to work, which is why we allow ourselves opportunity to let some of that frustration out with what we like to call the list. The list is an ongoing list that we have started of just things that we add to it, of things that just frustrate us, that really annoy us.
And it happens to everybody every day, so that's why we created the list to begin with.
If you'd like to add anything, 312-946-4995, either phone call or text is appropriate. And Kyle, I couldn't help but notice, you've got steam already coming out your ear, so I think we should allow him to go first.
You're standing there, arms crossed, you look mad.
Well, thank you guys for allowing me to kick off the list this week, because I am adding my Uber driver from Thursday night.
Oh my goodness.
To the list. Now, guys, you said it's Thursday night. Yeah. It may be a little bit of ways. This is what happened. We went to our Lodo show with Locash.
Yeah, great show.
Great show. On my way out there, he fell out of my pocket, just stayed in the Uber. I didn't realize it until I had gotten home that night.
If you follow Kyle on Instagram, you've probably been following along with this saga.
So then I reached out to the Uber driver, or to Uber, saying, hey, lost my keys. And retroactively went in to tip the Uber driver to be like, hey, you know, here's some money. Please bring back my keys. He liked the payment.
Okay.
He took a picture of my keys to confirm they were mine.
Nice.
And since has not picked up any of my 20 phone calls to get my keys. Now you're thinking, they were just regular house keys. I can get them replaced. Very true. Here's the other issue. He has my address.
Uh-oh.
So now I have to go through the proper channels to possibly change all my locks, to get brand new keys, to go through all this, because this man will not return my keys. I've contacted Uber support about getting this fixed. They have told me now since, oh yeah, we're going to contact him every 15 minutes. We'll get this handled. Blah, blah, blah. Ghosted on that. I haven't been ghosted in years because I'm married. Now I'm ghosted in this app. This is ridiculous. The man from Thursday night who has my keys. And if you're listening, sir,
I don't know where you are, but you
know where I live, and I would appreciate you not using those keys.
You better not use those keys.
If you want to come to my house and drop them off, I'd appreciate it. But anyway, you're added to the list.
My gosh.
Do we know the guy's name? His first name?
I do, but I'm not going to say it on the radio. Okay, be fair.
Someone's riding in an Uber with that guy's name.
Don't drop your keys.
Yeah, don't leave your keys.
Can you imagine saying his name and his car?
Yeah. 312-946-4995 if you want to add anything to the list. Melissa, you got something you want to add to the list?
Of course I do.
Okay, good, because so do I. And we're going to add our things to the list coming up next. Again, 312-946-4995. It's the list. Mondays. That's why we open up the list to add things to it that just grind our gears. We just heard from Kyle adding on his Uber driver who won't give back the house keys that he left in his car.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. I'd be mad too.
Yeah, that guy's added to the list. Melissa, what are you adding to the list this week?
I am adding to the list paper cuts.
Paper? Oh, this is good. I like this.
Right. So I was opening some mail and I couldn't find, you know, that little thing that slices them open. Couldn't find that.
The letter opener.
Thank you. Yeah. Should have been able to think of that. And so I'm using my thumb instead. And as I'm doing that.
No,
gets sliced.
Not on your thumb.
Yeah. And still hurts. It's been like 2 days.
The only opposable finger.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to give a thumbs up and gross anybody out. Cuts on my thumb.
Yeah.
But anyway, those are the most painful cuts ever.
Yes.
You cook, you get salt in it, it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
You bump it, it hurts. So I'm putting it to the list.
Good.
I hate paper cuts.
Now, you know what? Good addition.
Finally. Thank you. Finally, paper cuts being put in their place a little bit.
You know what, paper cuts? more on to you, buddy.
Okay, I don't like it.
All right. Kyle, do we got anything on our text line?
Yes, we did get a text from the 847, which is, I'm glad we're getting it on the list now. Allergies ruining the weekend.
Ooh, already.
No.
Already.
And we have some weather coming up this week where, don't tell Mel, but it might get a little nice.
Fall spring.
Yes.
Fall spring.
What? And so those allergies are going to start coming back. So I'm glad we're putting it to the list now. But Austin, what do you got?
The thing I am adding to the list this week, Costco.
What?
On Sundays.
Oh,
only this one day of the week, okay? Listen, you guys know me, okay? I have become full-on suburbanite because I got that Costco membership a couple of weeks ago, and I am loving every minute of
it. Welcome to the suburbs.
You're basically a fourth member of the Costco guys at this point.
Every week, I buy pallets worth of happiness through Costco. Except for on Sundays.
That's great.
Which has happened to be the day of the week that I have tended to go. Mm-hmm. To me, Costco should be like Chick-fil-A and just closed on Sundays because it is so jam-packed. And the carts that you get in Costco, they're already the size of ocean liners.
They are big.
So navigating those through the already wide aisles of Costco is just, it's ungodly. I wouldn't wish going to Costco on a Sunday on my worst enemy.
Good call. But great samples, but still, way too many people.
They do have a better selection of samples, although yesterday they did not. I will give you that. But Costco on Sundays, you're added to the list.
All right.
Along with Kyle's Uber driver who won't give his keys back, allergies ruining the weekend, and paper cuts.